In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus is born. The shepherds discovered him with his mother and father. We see here the Holy Family met in a stable. The Holy Family is a model of holiness for us. To be saints doesn't require us to do extraordinary things. We don't have to go to some exotic location to prove how holy we are. Rather, we become saints wherever we find ourselves. Where do we find ourselves? Especially in our homes and with our families. In fact, if I cannot be a saint in my family and with my family, then I am not going to be a saint anywhere else. Families are the place where we learn about and where we practice sacrificing ourselves out of love for others, which is what holiness is all about. Holiness. In today's gospel, St. Luke recalls Mary and Joseph taking the little boy to the temple to be circumcised. Circumcision was a religious rite. Because they were Jews, it was part of their way to show to God, to give to God their very best. The Holy Family giving to God their very best, their child. Imagine this. Joseph and Mary are going to the temple to present Jesus. They know that his son, he is the Son of God, and that this baby would save the world. They could have said to themselves, we don't have to do that. But what do? They obeyed, they followed, they observed, and so they took the child to be circumcised. They were worshiping God and thanking him for what? For the gift of their son. What does this feast mean to us? What does this mean, especially as we celebrate Christmas? When we look at Mary and Joseph, what they did today, what is this calling us? We are called, my brothers and sisters, to do the same. We can so easily fall into the trap of measuring the goodness of our family by worrying about what other people think of us. We can be tempted to put on a show of being the best parents ever by giving our children the best of everything and posting it all on social media. But when we do this, it is only a recipe for frustration and anxiety. We must remember that no family is perfect. None. None of us has everything we wish we had. None. Holiness comes from accepting everything we have as a gift from God and being grateful for that gift. Holiness comes from loving one another with all our flaws and imperfections. Holiness comes from caring about what God thinks and letting go of the expectations of the people around us. Besides being humble, Mary and Joseph are also religious. Their faith is the center of their home life. Just about everything we hear about the young Jesus after his birth, he is in the temple in Jerusalem. And that should be no surprise to us. If we are going to have good and holy families, then practicing our faith should be at the center of our home life. This is where Mary and Jesus and Mary and Joseph started with Jesus, taking him in, having the first rite of circumcision being ministered to him. It all begins with Sunday Mass. As a family, we should be planning our weekends around Mass, around Holy Communion. We should not be planning Mass around our other weekend plans. No. Our children should know that going to Holy Communion, going to Mass, is non-negotiable. Mass is so important because it is here that we encounter the risen Jesus. It is here that we grow in our relationship with him. We hear his word, and hearing his word forms our hearts so that we learn to love what is good. In this place, we learn reverence and respect that will carry over into all other areas of our lives. It's here we come Sunday after Sunday to learn. I was sharing with Jim before we started that in the West Indies there's a practice on the 31st of December. It's called Watch Night. All the services are full and overflowing, 11:30. Service starts 11:30. And as soon as the clock strikes 12, people start going out. Superstition that if the New Year catches them in church, all will be well. But that is not how God works. All will be well if we are here Sunday after Sunday, because it is faith that brings us together as a family. It is faith that strengthens the bonds of love between us. Faith, nothing else. Sunday Mass, my friends, is only the beginning. Prayer must also be a part of our home life every other day of the week. Saying grace before meals is an important way to grow in gratitude for all the blessings God has given us. This is far not happening anymore in our homes. Having Christian symbols in the home, like the crucifix or the image of Mary, are reminders that God is present, making other times for prayer, saying our devotions, spending quiet time in church by ourselves, will calm things that get chaotic, even in our lives. Above all, prayer keeps us in tune with God so that we can weather whatever storms life throws our way. So, whatever our family looks like, God is calling you to love father, mother, sister, brother, and children. No matter what challenges our families are facing. And as I started, no family is perfect. We all have our challenges. No matter what challenges you're facing, Jesus and his love can see you through them, remember, and make you saints in the process. By accepting our families as they are and loving them anyway, we also find healing for the wounds that we have suffered as children. Healing for the wounds we have suffered as children. Only by cultivating an active faith life and teaching our children to do the same can our families be healed and strengthened. So, what are we called to do? Trust. Mary and Joseph did trust. That is why they brought the child to dedicate him to God. And like I was taught in Sunday school, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen.